Today we are joined by Dave Ekman from the WASA Chamber. So thank you so much for joining us. We have a lot to talk about because WASA, pretty busy area, lots of local businesses, but they have some challenges that they're kind of facing right now.
Yes, and Dave, tell us a little bit about that as, you know, we're looking at it from a labor perspective.
Sure. So in this, you know, this really goes through the viewership from our labor shed in central Wisconsin, what is the greater metropolitan statistical area. All of us are under a threat economically because we simply do not have enough people to fill the jobs that our employers are offering. In the demographics, we're up against it for the next 20 to 30 years. That's how long this problem is going to face us. Unless we act regionally and we be intentional, all of us, about building that magnetic place where people want to stay and people want to go to.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of good stuff happening in WASA. It's certainly hustling and bustling. And I know you're a large part of that over there at the Chamber. And now talk to us a little bit about these, looking at the holidays. You have gift cards you are kind of organizing there. Is that right?
Well, we do. We have a long-held chamber gift certificate program here where a few years ago, we reached $1 million threshold where we sold over $1 million worth of gift certificates for our community. We sell them throughout the year, and companies give them as gifts to their employees, as incentives and just a thank you. But we also have a larger segment of the public that come in and they buy them. And the thing in Wisconsin, if people don't know it, gift certificates never expire. They never expire. And so they're a gift that people can hold on to, and when they need them, they can spend them. But the dollars go back into the merchants, and they help support small business, which is really, really important for all of us.
Yeah, and where can people go to buy these certificates?
Gift certificates are available here at our office. We're at 209 West Washington Street in WASA, the historic train depot. So as you come into downtown, we're on the right-hand side, and it's a beautiful train depot built in 1899.
Absolutely. A lot of exciting things going on there in WASA. And looking ahead into the holiday season, what sort of things has the Chamber got up their sleeve for enticing people in the community here? I mean, the block certainly is also beautiful.
Well, we work with a lot of partners in the community. We're at the center of the community. We collaborate and we partner. And so our River District, you know, we have the Christmas parade coming up, and it's going to be right on the route here, right in front of us here at the Chamber. So we're going to have a catbird seat on that one. But what we want to try to do here is create that level of vibrancy, that creating that place. And that's happening down at the 400 block. People come downtown. Now, you're going to see a whole transformation of where the WASA Center Mall was.
Okay.
And now the Children's Imaginarium is. And by the first week of December, they should be opening up for business for the public to go and enjoy. It is a treasure. It's a world-class children's museum now situated where the former mall was, and now Home Furniture has a whole new facade. So people, when they come to WASA, are going to see a reinvention taking place. And I'll tell you what, this is not easy.
No.
If this were easy, it'd be done like that. And good things to happen take time. And what we have going on down here is game-changing for this community.
Absolutely. You know, certainly it's been a process. You know, growing up in central Wisconsin myself, I grew up going to that mall. So I've seen a change, you know, from how it was with the Hollisters and, you know, back in the day in the Hot Topics to now, you know, hopefully this beautiful new museum that's going to be in its place. And the downtown area is just absolutely fantastic there. Love Shepherd and Schaller. It's all my good ski gear.
You know it. See, and then you got the mountain too, right? So, you know, we're looking forward to this winter because right now I'm looking at the Wisconsin River and the foliage is gone now, but I can see out at the mountain, and there's just the transformation that's taking place here. We're at what we call at the crossroads of commerce, where 29 and 39 meet right here, that we're doing some big things here. But you know what? And I want to be respectful of the regional nature of which you you operate. This is about creating a stronger region. Wausau's part of that. Rhinelander's part of that. Stevens Point's part of that. Marshfield, Merrill, Tomahawk. So we all have to work together in that respect, that we're going to build this vibrant regional economy where people want to stay and where people want to move to.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Very excited to see everything Wausau has in store for the holiday season, as well as that includes supporting local businesses with certificates and supporting them through these labor shortages and other challenges they're facing. So again, thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity, and stop by our depot when you come to Wausau.
Sounds great. Thanks, David.
Thank you.